God bless you. Good day, and thank you for always tuning in to our podcast to listen to our wisdom class. I am your usual voice, Walter Sindaka, and I am so excited to come to you again through this medium. If you're listening to us from Anchor or from Spotify or whatever social media medium you're using to get to us, you are a blessing, and we want you to know that we love you. My team and I extend our greetings to you and the love of God towards you. And we're here to assure you that the Lord is faithful in his dealings with you, and the dynamics of his workings with you are peculiar to your being. And we love to assure you that that which the Lord started in your life, he will surely take it to a successful end in the name of Jesus Christ. Wow, it's been a great time running through the podcast that have been done in the days past, and I know you've been blessed. Today I'd like to share with you a magic gem that will spontaneously build up your life and give you the way to success. I title it The Sure Way to Success. The sure way to success, and I call it commitment. In Proverbs 22:29, the Bible says, "Seest thou a man who is diligent, smart in his ways? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men." I'd like you to note that impulsiveness, impetuosity, and hate are not rare among the characteristics of human beings. People are generally quick to make promises, rather slow to fulfill them. They are extremely eager to make commitment, but indifferent toward executing them. They are prompt in taking up responsibilities, but often not particular about carrying them out. And these will always build up barriers and barricades in destiny for any man that means business with what God has entitled him to become. But I'd like you to know that commitment has advantages. That if you become committed in whatever you do and in your relationship with the people you relate with and your co-workers, your mentees as a mentor, and the people, your father as a father, and the mother in the house, and your family members, you're going to discover that the first thing commitment will do to you is that it will open tremendous possibilities to you. When there is commitment, you do not easily resign. While commitment looks for possibilities, resignation easily gives up. Every time people give up is because they are not committed. When you become committed, you don't easily give up. I'd like you to note, secondly, that commitment leads to creativity. Now, for you to reach your goal, sometimes you must go with the current and sometimes against the current. And I'd like you to understand that sometimes you have to float. At other times, you have to swim. Sometimes you have to be strong, and at other times, you have to be vulnerable for you to achieve your goals. And you must be committed to understand the dynamics of life and how life brings to you some of these varieties of emotions, varieties of demands. Life will place demand on your destiny. And I want you to understand, thirdly, that commitment makes the impossible possible. And I'd like you to know this, that great works are wrought not by strength, but with commitment. You know, I heard the story of a young guy who said he escaped prison by using a chisel. You know, if you are used to the tools of a carpenter, you will know carpenters use chisels to produce small holes and small openings and weaknesses on woods for them to nail them easily, and probably to produce beauty and carve out some beauty depending on the designs of their works or their sculptures. And he took one of these from somewhere in the prison yard, and he started digging on the prison wall, Every day he will dig a little ground and he will pocket the ground and he will take it to the play field and throw it out so that a trace will not be found and the wall will be covered by his bed. He used to dig underneath his bed, and every time he kept digging, and within the space of 6 months, he was able to dig his way off the wall of his cell, and then he was able to access the wall that he was able to access a tunnel that led to the trash and also led to out of the gate of the prison. And that only could not take place by strength, it took place by commitment. I'd like you to note, fourthly, that commitment gives you focus. Now, life derives its focus from and is disciplined by commitment. Nothing is ever accomplished if there is no focus, discipline, and dedication. I'd like you to know this. You will never accomplish anything in your life if there is no commitment, there is no discipline, there is no focus, and there's no dedication. Number five, I'd like you to understand that commitment overcomes obstacles. Now, obstacles are bound to come your way in life. There are problems in life that must come your way, and I'd like you to understand that as well as their possibilities, their problems. Commitment does not allow problems to deflect from life's purposes. Their commitment will give you a way to overcome them. And number five, I'd like you to know that the world belongs to the committed. This one is strong. The world belongs to the committed. Those who are committed are firm and resolute. They will mold the world. I'd like you to make 5 decisions from this podcast. Number one, that you will get up from the bed with a determined mind. And I'd like you to note this, that anybody can give up, but it takes character and courage to remain committed. I'd like you to also make this as a plan of action, that you won't quit. Don't quit. Things will go wrong in life, yes. You will be faced with misunderstanding, yes. You will encounter disappointment, yes. Everyone and everything may go against you, yes. Family, relations, economy, and everything. Co-workers, don't quit. Make sure you don't quit. Number three, I'd like you to keep on searching. Keep on searching. Failures should urge you to change your direction, but not your decision to reach the destination. I'd like you to know that. Failures will urge you to change your direction, but not your decision to reach the destination. Number four, I'd like you to plan to be committed to life's eternal values. A person who adheres to values and fails is preferred to a person who succeeds in life by hook or by crook. And I'd like you to note fitly that you should make a plan to have patience. The easy things you do immediately, but the difficult consumes more time. But the impossible requires patience. Slow and steady wins the race. I'm sure you have heard that before. Slow and steady wins the race. That is the definition of commitment. I believe that the Lord will give you the grace of commitment, and you'll be diligent in your ways in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I believe this podcast has been a blessing to you. If you love to reach out to us, you can get our flyer and get our contact there and our email. Send us your email, send us your contact, and God bless you as you stay connected with the Lord in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that whatever brought depression, disappointment, and brought down your values and commitment to building your values and yourself, I pray that the Lord will give you grace to stand the test of time and to overcome. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.